Six parak of Ksuvas Mishnah Vav. Yisayma shesiasay imo ayachia midaita. We learned this concept beforehand, that even though midaraisa father can marry off his daughter, the father died, she can have a nisuin derabbanan by the fact that her mother or brother or relative marry her off with her consent. So kosvul abimei obachamishim zuz, they wrote that in this marriage we're going to give this amount, 50 or 100 zuz. When she gets older, she could say that I deserve more things than what you gave me beforehand. And there's this concept of a tenth of the nechasim of her father, she's entitled to get into the marriage. So that could be much more than this 50 zuz. Even when she's a ketana, if her sister was married in the lifetime of the father, and let's say he gave 1,000 zuz, so she was this second one that gets married after the death of the father is entitled to the same 1,000 zuz. Chachamim disagree with this, and they say, sometimes when he married off the first sister, he was poor, and then he had a very big insurance policy. Now there's a lot of money, so she's entitled to more. Or Asher Veheni, or maybe he was wealthy then, stocks went down, now there's less to give. So we cannot extrapolate from the amount that was given to the sister in the lifetime of her sister that she gets the same amount. El shomer es hanachasim v'noisim lo. We make a cheshbon of the nachasim. Yeah, would give. Yeah. It says that in the stam we pass like Rabbi Yehuda that we give the same amount unless we know for sure something changed between the marriage of the first sister and the second sister.